Welcome to Kili Radio, K-I-L-I Radio, Storytelling Hour. We come up here on Wednesdays from 5 to 6, and we bring you Ohunkanka, story, education, Lakota language. And this evening I have two guests here, so we are very strong. I'm really happy to have these two gentlemen because they've been here before. And we'll do some announcements too. Ale mechpia atchak b'miyat shalichta atukyanalil le'kayalai v'nashna v'choyake ish ohunkaka ish wonspe ish le'lakotum kyalkele na'ish naka v'choyake le'le the chala le oaya ektata kuke wotchay nash nukal uncha na gupta kapo hilam ya pelo to na gupta na kabena na to na chanko na yom hene washte lo manipo so I'll let the gentlemen here introduce themselves and after that we'll go into the Lakota part of it. So I'll let you introduce yourself.
Good evening. It's AJ Grinelli here, and I just want to thank everybody for inviting me up. I'm excited to be back. It's been a few months since I was up here.
Oh, Tim Lildo, you must on a hacker, Takuku, Wogak on a Wogout on a. Takun hake. Koe a kone is e oi puau te hake, te klamel.
I have one announcement. I was looking for announcements at the last minute. I work at the Wounded Knee District School. No, Owayawa. And this is a reminder. You hit the reminder there. Okay, tomorrow, October 30th, there is a health fair in a gym from 10 to 2 p.m. But before I left, I overheard someone saying that it is canceled. But the flu shots is still on. So if you want your flu shot, come to the school. Now it's flu season now, so if they're there, I'm gonna get mine. And we're going to miss that health fair because we were all talking about that today, and I was gonna take my sugar test and my blood pressure test, but now. I guess I'll have to go to the hospital.
I got my flu shot today.
And then early release at 3 o'clock tomorrow. And family fun night will start at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Halloween carnival. And last year AJ was there and he did some good things there. And then on Friday, starting at 1 p.m., there will be Halloween classroom parties. And here's a note here, email addresses. Be sure and turn your email or give your email to Lisa in the administration office. People that work at the school, maybe some people don't do email yet. I don't know. I think today, we're in the age where everybody has email. Everybody talks to each other on email or the... I'll let AJ cover that. He does it. I don't do that. I'm old school, so I just use a little old cell phone that was 10 years old now. It's good enough.
It works, right?
It works.
That's good, right, letters.
Yeah, right, there you go.
So remember now, tomorrow, early release at 3 o'clock at the Wounded Knee District School. Family Fun Night starts at 6 p.m. you have po. You have any announcements?
I guess I'll start off by saying that I teach high school math up at Little Wound now, and I'm loving it. It's a lot of fun. And just a couple announcements at Little Wound over the next couple weeks. This Friday, we have our family fun night, Halloween-themed. Meals start at 5, and we'll have activities for any kids or community members that would like to show up. Meal starts at 5, 6 to 8, we'll have activities. All the teachers have been working hard to put together games and stuff, so it should be a fun Halloween evening. And next week, parent-teacher conferences, November 6th, they're from 4 to 7. I think that's Thursday, and then next Friday, November 7th, in the morning from 8 to noon. So we're excited to see all the parents and show off all the great work that all the students have been doing. So it's exciting.
So, AJ, you went from a little school to a big high school. You like that, or is it?
It's great. I get to meet so many kids. I mean, it was definitely an adjustment going from seeing 10 students in my class all day to now I have 6 classes and 130 kids through the day. Mm-hmm. But it's so fun just to get to know 130 personalities. And being in the high school, the students are a little bit older, obviously, and a little bit closer on to their post-high school adventures, college and working in trade schools. And so it's a great atmosphere. Some really great, cool things are happening in the classroom. Mm-hmm. This week we're working towards figuring out how much our new track and football field is going to cost. Mm-hmm. That's right. We're getting a new track and football field, so that should be pretty awesome. We got lights and everything. Can't wait for night games. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it'll be finished, I think, next spring. So that's fun. But, yeah, family fun night on Friday this evening and parent-teacher conferences next week. So we hope to see everybody there.
Tim Nish Dakokje. Tim is a... he likes to clean up the community. I have some, when I come up here, I always have a, we call it Ohunkankan. And Ohunkankan is like spider tails. And in the Lakota way, we tell those stories after there is no time, but they always say if we tell them during the daytime, then we might cause a bad weather or cause something bad. So, you know, whenever I come up here, I always think about that. I wonder who made that rule. But tonight, I don't have one of those stories. But I do have, you know, I've been working in this Lakota language for many years. And I have some questions here, and we're going to talk about them. And then after that, we're going to talk about some, like, just like the this Ohunkaka. In the Lakota language, or the, in the Lakota way of life, we have some, we call them well, they're educational, but then, and when you say that little sentence, it means a lot of things. I mean, maybe it'll mean something too. And tonight we're going to, I'll say them in Lakota, and then we'll try and translate them into English and see what you think about it, and then what he thinks about it, and then I have about 10 of those. They're called Lakota Wawahokun Kie. In other words, Wawahokun Kie is like in the English, the one I can think, you know, one that comes to my mind right now is like, you tell someone to, if he's going to do something, to do it like this, and it'll be better for you. Or before you understand it, you do something. Or, you know something before you do it. I think that's the way it is. And then you help them, because you know what this is all about. So the first one, well, you'll hear it, and then maybe what you think about it, okay? I'll say it in Lakota. Wigimuke, wanji walake hata, epazo shnil. Hechanuki shake ni, is it that? Honey, have a hitch and okay when I'm not bending a mega back to buy up. So, why do we say that anyway? What Tim Dokari looks like?
Dokari, let's see.
Nahana, Lena Hook Naku, the boy, Mara Nish Naku, we had up so.
Ah.
I'll translate that to AJ. See what he probably do not whistle as you walk during nighttime, because a ghost might hear you, and the yuch miyangeto kadal kache. See, those are really hard to translate. Because Iyuchmi means like the ghost will scare you enough so that you will, your muscles will stay maybe like this. Maybe your mouth might be crooked. But that's literally translating it. Maybe that's not what they really mean. These are really tough thoughts or things that they used to say a long time ago. And there's some people out there listening right now, they probably know, they hear these all the time. Nozi check was a schnio. Hechanuki Nakunaku hel nakun help chance na takun kun zapske hel nakun che. So if you act like you're crying, you might make something come true that's bad. Now that one's easy to translate, and you think about that. And that one I understand, but these other ones are really hard to translate. Okay, another one is Tchankau Tchihingluk Se Wakik Se Shnio. Is to have Tchankau Tchihingluk Se Shnio. Hechan Hantas Venatua Tchihina Bahina U Nichmurink there. Hell, the Nakovich and Shitching. And I can talk his girl. Lain Nakohesh Yekta Chanashna Pejichota O Azil Ich in Shnawachekia. Now that's a good thought. In other words, when you get up early in the morning,
smudge
yourself and pray. Well, that's good because that'll make you have a good feeling. Like, remember at the school, we all have circle, and we still do that. And then we call it azilia, or smudge, and then we pray. And then it's time to probably just stand there and think about having a good day, or maybe have a nice, quiet thought. Just for that moment, just don't think about anything. Just relax your mind, and then have a good day. That's that one I can understand clearly. These other ones, I hear them, but then they're really hard to explain. The other one here, I'll go through another one. Trehayach bayahanta matchoni manak deloyal. Ahesh. If you sleep all day, you might smell like a bear. No, that's it. I don't know what a bear smells like.
I want to find out.
Maybe Tim knows. I'm not going to find out. Well, that's a good one. Okay, and here's another one. Duhuni vichachbeki yawar watching shnioya. And it stopped right there. So now this one says, "Do never try counting the stars." Period. What does that mean? Because it'll never end, or what? Because there's millions of stars out there. Some of them you may never see anywhere. You will never finish it. Maybe that's what the whole thought is about. So don't try something that you won't be able to finish. Maybe this one. Maybe you'll get that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Or why? You don't need to know how many stars there are.
Yeah,
you just have to know that there are those stars, right?
I'm not an astrologist, so yeah. I don't know what's out there. Maybe some of those are just lights or something.
Maybe you just get dizzy.
Yeah. Okay, another one is. Yapshak chan dua nixia. Nixia hai abhishta. That helps. Because when you cough, somebody remembers you. So it's like some men usually say, like, when he coughs, he'll say, Mixia lo. That means she remembers me. You might get in trouble with that one, so don't say that. Maybe somebody else. Okay. I think that's about all. A lot of these are really hard. Really hard to translate. So I think I'll just... here's another one. You may never think about this. It says, Tchankal Pchehi Yalukse, Yagalukse. Ish Makikse Shnio. hechanu hatash ugnatua phi pahina u nihurik tela. This one says, never cut your hair outside, because somebody might pick them up and make it, put a curse on you. I don't know about that one.
Remember that?
Yeah. Is that possible or what? Yeah.
I guess so.
But nowadays we just cut our hair anywhere.
Yeah. Oh,
well, sweep it up and put it in the trash.
Yeah.
Like if you go to a barber shop, they just sweep it out and put it in the trash. I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So that, but that's those are all Lakota. I don't know what you want to call them. Thoughts, or sometimes they're for evening enjoyment. Probably you say those and you laugh about it. And sometimes you think about it. And laugh again, and some of those are could be true too. Mm. Like, don't ever count the stars, you'll never finish it. Don't kiss me, looks like a timina.
Oh, my child, and that is got but look that first now, it's Dakon, it's deals, you know, psychologically with the state of mind, and I think it's all, it was instrumental, I know, to a lot of us to keep us, to get back before dark, and like, you know, I know, because a long time ago there were hardly any street lights and stuff like that, so when they said something like "Prinkal Prink Lucester," oh wait, no, they have to say what it is. Was able to walk the S. To me, that's why I look at it as it's. It was. I think it's up to the person to either respond to what has been said or. I really don't know what to say right now because I'm still reading some of these.
To me,
I think it was has to do with you know, your state of mind where you shouldn't be outdoors after certain hours or whatever. I don't know, because a long time ago that's all I used to hear was ghost stories all night long from visitors that spend the night. And, I look at it as it may have been so many long time ago. It's kind of hard to really look that far back, but
some of these makes you think, though. And then. You can pass it on to your son, daughter, and just keep passing it on. There was these thoughts are compiled by Mr. Francis Apple. He's no longer with us, but he used to come up here with us on Saturdays and speak Lakota. Myself and my cousin and Mr. Apple. So sometimes I always remember him. He always comes up with a lot of Lakota words that we don't use anymore. So with that, we'll talk about the language because. Before I get into that, I wanted to put this education. We'll talk about the education in general or whatever. You have in your mind at this moment, and I'll say something. Maybe it'll put a little fire in you. In education, We still, like, you're teaching math, and I teach Lakota, and then we do, remember we used to talk about a lot of reading, too, the reading part of it. And then your curriculum is, and then we have that common core now. And, you know, a lot of us don't really understand, I mean, I read about it, but maybe you can, whatever your thoughts are on that, not just that curriculum, but your, but the math part of it. Like, long time ago, like, when I went to school with Tim, and, when we go to school, the math that we did in those days, like 2 plus 2, or 2 times 4, or the fractions, then you get into algebra, or geometry. Or today, the way they teach it is, what can you tell us? Is it a little different? Maybe it's still the same, but then maybe they approach it in a different way.
Yeah, I think even when I was in school, we did a lot of memorizing stuff. I don't think that any student loves just memorizing things. But, so, I mean, just with math alone, there's so much applicable math. Everything from the geometry of flowers we see growing outside to just the reasoning and logic of counting. There's ways to incorporate math into everything. I think a lot of times people say it's difficult because it's crossing those two boundaries of the natural world and into the classroom, but it can definitely be done. And it's, without even thinking about it, math is part of everything we do.
Yes.
Everything from pumping gas to steps we take, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's ways to make it applicable to everything. And not every student is going to be grow up to be this or grow up to be that, but some pieces of all the math they learn, they will use sometime in their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And today, do you, like we have the internet now, and do you use that a lot to help you teach the math?
Yeah, because
maybe some of those lessons could be on there too.
Right.
A lot of it. I mean, yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that have thought of really great things.
Mm-hmm.
I try to be as creative as I can, but most likely someone else has thought of a good way to teach something.
Mm-hmm.
So the internet's a great resource. People write stuff down, and you can learn so much by just reading how other people have done things on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
If you search long enough, I'm sure you could find it on the internet.
Yeah.
So it's great to bring technology into the classroom as well. No matter what, there's technology all over the world in which we live in. So just to make the students as familiar as possible, but they're much better whizzes on the computer and their phones and everything than I am. So it's good to see them using technology. We are actually taking a survey all across the school right now to figure out how us teachers could better use technology.
Mm-hmm.
From at home to in school, how students want to see it, computers used in the classroom. So we want them to be interested in it.
Yeah. That's really important. And today, things change. And one of the things that change, it could be like you said, it could be like leaves or picking up leaves. Like right now, it's fall. Maybe I'm going from math to trees, but when we left Manderson, there was leaves all over.
Mm-hmm.
And long time ago, when those leaves fall, people rake them around their house. But it looks like today we sometimes we just let them go. But on the other side of that is like those leaves fall from the tree and they go to the ground, and then it protects, it's a nature thing, nature. So now that these leaves will keep Mother Earth warm during the winter, and then in another 3 months, things will start growing again. So with, on one, around the house, you raked them. Long time ago, we raked them to make your house nice, your yards nice. But then along the river, the out there, the Mother Earth stays warm with those leaves. So today, today we have electric or these lawnmowers that are, what is it? Anyway, like vacuum cleaners. You can take those and just pick up those leaves. But then after they do that, I'm sure they use them again. Those, what, those leaves that they pick up, they probably use them for to grow.
Yeah.
So it's recycled, right?
A lot of, I used to work for a rancher down the road there, and he used to mulch his, make mulch, mix it with, you know, manure from the horses, cattle, and good topsoil, and he'd mix it all up and put it back in the yard, and he used to have the greenest looking yard I've ever seen, and he knew it was.
We used to always dig through the leaf piles and find worms to catch fish.
Yeah.
Okay, I have some questions here. And before we run out of time, we always talk about the Lakota language. So I have some questions here. And then I have the answers here, but see what kind of answers we can get from... I'll just put out the questions here. It says, the first one is, do you want the language to survive, and why? The answer I have is, now these were already, already have the answers, because they were already done in the school, or in a meeting. And it says, a big yes, that's the first one. And why? And then I'll read the why part of it, and then maybe we can offer our thoughts, see what we think about it. Oh. To learn the culture is a large factor. In the reservation schools, we have mostly Lakota people. This will help them learn their culture and form their own identity. It's disappearing, and it is going fast. If that happens, what then? In order to save the spirituality that it, that language brings, it will give them their identity. The culture, the language, is us. When that is gone, what are we going to do? That's the question, that's the answer on that. Do you want the language to survive? Number two, what do you see as the principal impediment? Is that how you say it? Impediment impedes or to its survival. What is the principle? What causes it to be like this, where we, our language is not spoken by our children, or even adults, or even our elders? Okay, the answer is, this is what the first answer. We fall down with sacredness. We are afraid of each other. We just need to be together and not scared. And not scare the young people. Don't discourage them. And then it says here, teacher training is key. if you're not a teacher, then you can. If you're not a teacher, then you should learn, still teach. It says here. Mm-hmm. It says here. We have to be able to change and to the children's needs to have how they're interested. What do you think about that, Tim?
Well, that's a good question. To me, I think it's definitely up to the Lakota speaker to realize what has been said and what has been read on these airwaves for the past year or two. Every time Brian comes up here and brings out all this good information and questions and whatever, I like taking it home and dwelling on it and sleep on it, and I think about what needs to be done. And it's simple as It's just three little simple sentences. Could do a lot to that student that goes out the door. So it's heartfelt, it's emotional. When you sit there and think about it, when you know how to speak this language, and it's a beautiful language, so beautiful, with no curse words or nothing like that. And we don't want this to die. We want our children, of course, to speak, and it's been a while now, and I personally feel guilty at times because sometimes I don't give my kids a word, you know, a word for the day, or a couple of days later I may throw one in, but I make a practice to always give my taco. Like right now, we have AJ, little AJ Rowland, if you're listening. The other night I told him, he started to talk, say Indian words, and he's still preschool. He hasn't even gone yet, you know, but it's up to us as Lakota to take this seriously and be part of that child's learning. Be part of his mind, you know. You give him a word, repeat it time or two, and, well, I'll way off the question, but it deals with you and I. You're helping it to be going downhill and getting lost. So you really feel guilty if you're not, you know, step up and be part of all these teachings that comes on these airways. And that was a pretty good question. I wasn't ready for it, but that would be my answer.
Yeah, but it's always good to have, like, Tim always comes up here and, like, we always talk about, we want this language to keep going forever, or because we're Lakota. Because Lakota culture is going to be here for... We cannot count the years. And then, at the same time, they need education like you're teaching math, AJ. And then they need to, this world is continually changing every day, every hour, every minute, every second. So they need to live in the English language, but they need to, they're Lakota, so they need to keep their Lakota language too. And then as it's changing, then they need to be educated. They need to know math because, like you said, math is everything. Whether you eat when you're eating, that's math. How much did you eat? How many ounces of food did you eat tonight? Starch did you eat tonight? As you're walking, how many feet did you walk? Or the cars, what kind, how many gas are you burning? And that's all math. And then the language, the English language is there. At the same time, when you keep your Lakota language, then you can still have that. In the Lakota language, there's a lot of our beliefs, our way of life, whether it's like the medicine wheel. So you have to really walk that. It's going to be a tough road, but it can be done.
Just about reason why to keep the language going and progressing is when you guys were reading these sayings and you talked about how difficult it was to translate it. Yeah. Without the knowledge of the language, that entire thought that's been passed down is gone.
Yeah.
Until I can improve my language skills, I'll never know, I'll never be able to laugh about that with you. And it's so important. It's a thought that obviously has been passed down for a reason. So that's a perfect example, I think.
Yeah, like this, Leswigamuke epazoshnio, that means to point at the rainbow. In the Lakota thought a long time ago, that means something. It's a teaching. And it's not just literally pointing at the rainbow, but there's maybe different things that you're going to learn from there. Or maybe they want you to know something before you do it, something like that. So it teaches you. It's a teaching thought. And then at the same time, it's a humor. Mm-hmm. There's humor in there. Because we always say Lakota language, there's a lot of humor in there. And at the same time, it teaches you too. So that's, I think that's it. And then maybe we'll have a couple more questions here. What is the role of the elders, the fluent speakers, in the retention and revitalization of the language? Okay. The answer here is they are a resource, but they are reluctant to share. That's the answer. They will talk, but they will not share. Need to go to these people and encourage them to share their stories and words. They know that the younger ones want to learn, but there is reluctance. Willingness to share, but there is also more to it. A resource, especially the speakers. I don't understand that sentence. If the elders or speakers can learn and be trained like what is happening at this time, I don't know. Being able to read and write and share the knowledge or recording these. These are just maybe thoughts that somebody put into a paragraph, so it's kind of choppy. But I think the first one, what is the role of the elders? And then it says here, they are a resource, but they are reluctant to share. Okay, that part, say you go to an elder and then ask them, okay, what does this mean? And then they might say, Or if you ask them a question, then they might say, it's up to you. Mm. What shall I do? And they might say, well, you know, it's up to you. Or they might not even tell you. And that happened to me. So that's maybe, I didn't make this, but that happened to me. I asked someone to come and say a few words, and then this didn't happen around here. It happened in another place. And the person said, well, you know, if I come and tell you, you might sell it. That's all he said. So I just left. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those kind of things happen. Because maybe we don't trust each other nowadays. Because what would you say if somebody come ask you something? Would you tell them? Tell them what you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nowadays you have to tell them something and maybe a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So when I first started coming to Bandler, I used to use psychology in whatever I was saying in Lakota. And then make a story, do a short story around it, you know, from what I heard, or like you look for a definition in a dictionary or whatever, you know. Everybody has that knowledge sitting out there and listening right now, you know, and you'd really feel bad if you really don't start using Indian words daily around your workplace or wherever. Now, Brian made it so that when you're in his classroom, we speak nothing but Lakota. It doesn't matter who walks in or whatever. We talk Lakota. There's a little humor. And I went to the Elder Meals program and to go eat, and some of the elders in there were all talking Wasichi, and I'm going, I think this place needs a little bit of what we do whenever we're in Brian's room at school, you know, we all talk Lakota. I grew up with some of these guys, and some of them are older than I am, but I never hear them speaking Indian, you know. I never hear them speaking Lakota. They'll be gossiping or whatever and Wasichi, and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, that's not very, you know, that's not very instrumental in the form of, you know, passing on your Lakota language to the next person or to your children. So I don't want anybody to take it seriously, but Anakupta Nakapihata Wana Letu. Letu cha wana okanzakilana na is near nishnala. Unispes nihata. Wana letu cha wapi itupina wichoyehana wapina uswichi chapina tiwahe yetcha yuha. No biam and om yankina don't know if there is no lawapina is Victoria and a happy hunter. Eta mana takun won't spare quap and a oit checking. Tatunka on kinds of an aglip in a homework aglip in a 20s na of the ear takinus na. It's hopeless. If you really have love and understanding in your heart, well, you will understand what I'm trying to get to. So it's really up to us as the Lakota speakers to make sure that we get some good. We choy wash this day unke api hata. We can't like it yesterday. Chakapikta. And why? Why helps us now? Why, man? Belucha. Og når jeg oppdager en så hans med sitt ens. Ja. Jeg var her.
Måste. Måste. Da er her. Jeg tog noen nær opp til noen gav henne pilau i. Du sa en oppakke. Jeg kjem kunne. Vi tror jeg ikke næst lakot jeg pilau kjemung lakak. Det er ikke noen takkukke vondspetsjata i mung lakak. Hey, kopfisch ne na khotia po. Na khotia mata. Tiata na khotia po. Okitia na koste. And I want to thank Kili Radio for this hour. For us to talk about the Lakota language and education and thoughts on these old Lakota, I don't know what I would call them. They're educational. That gives people, makes you think when they say these things. So I want to thank AJ for coming. He's just over the hill. When you become friends, even if you're 100 miles away or 1,000 miles away, mm-hmm. or across the ocean, still friends. Still, like he's like my nephew, and also Tim. So I want to thank both of you for coming, and I hope you come back again, and we can talk about. I'll always bring the Lakota language, but if you have something that like you want to share, because you work with students every day, and also Tim, he works with community members every day, and he comes from Wendy and Manderson. We can put those together and put out some good information, good thoughts, good ideas, and we'll do it again. So, in closing remarks, we'll go around the circle one more time.
And I just want to say thank you both for inviting me up. Kili Radio, it's always great. Before I forget, my fourth hour made sure they said, don't forget to shout us out. So, fourth hour, this one's for you guys. And everybody, have a great night. Doksha.
I'd like to say it was a good feeling to come back up here again and make sure that you have a safe Halloween. And have fun. Elwik Viapo. Oh, birthday celebrate Viapo.
I want to thank Lloyd for coming up here, and he's always up here with his family. Thank you, Lloyd, and Kili Radio. Pilau iapilo.